This recording, Columbia 6, is copyright the International Dialects of English Archive. Karma Gets a Cure is copyright Douglas N. Onuroff, Jill McCullough, and Barbara Somerville.
Well, here's a story for you. Sarah Perry was a veterinary nurse who had been working daily at an old zoo in a desert district of the territory, so she was very happy to start a new job at a super big private practice in North Square near the Duke Street Tower. That area was much neater for her and more to her liking. Even so, on her first morning, she felt stressed. She ate a bowl of porridge, checked herself in the mirror, and washed her face in a hurry. Then she put on a plain yellow dress and a fleece jacket, picked up her kit, and headed for work. When she got there was a woman with a goose waiting for her. The woman gave Sarah an official letter from the vet. The letter implied that the animal could be suffering from a rare form of foot and mouth disease, which was surprising because normally you would only expect to see it in a dog or a goat. Sarah was sentimental, so this made her feel sorry for the beautiful bird. Before long, that itchy goose began to strut around the office like a lunatic, which made an unsanitary mess. The goose's owner, Mary Harrison, kept calling "Coma, Coma," which Sarah thought was an odd choice for a name. Coma was strong and huge, so it would take some force to trap her. But Sarah had a different idea. First, she tried gently stroking the goose's lower back with her palm, then singing a tune for her. Finally, she administered it. Her efforts were not futile. In no time, the goose began to tire, so Sarah was able to hold onto Coma and give her a relaxing bath. When Sarah had managed to bathe the goose, she whipped her off with a cloth and laid her on her right side. Then Sarah confirmed the vet's diagnosis almost immediately. She remembered an effective treatment that required her to measure out a lot of medicine. Sarah warned that this course of treatment might be expensive, either 5 or 6 times the cost of penicillin. I can't imagine paying so much, but Mrs. Harrison, a millionaire lawyer, thought it was a fair price for a cure. Well, I was born and raised in the beautiful town of Tasco in Boyacá, Colombia, nestled in the Andean highlands. Tasco is a place where tradition and history intertwine, creating a unique cultural tapestry. Currently, I am studying at UPTC, Universidad Pedagógica y Tecnológica de Colombia, pursuing a Bachelor of Arts in Modern Languages, and I am in my first semester. My academic journey has brought me to Tunja, where I have been living for the past 3 years. Tunja, with its vibrant atmosphere and rich history, has become a second home for me as I pursue my studies. In my family, I am blessed to have my mom, my sister, my brothers, and my adorable nephew. They are the pillars of my life, providing love and support as I navigate through my educational and professional endeavors. Outside of my studies, I work as a personal assistant, a role that keeps me busy but fulfilled. It's in the moments of helping others that I find joy and satisfaction. Balancing work and studies has its challenges, but it's a journey I embrace wholeheartedly. Being a proud Boyacense, I carry with me the essence of Boyacá's rich culture. The warmth of the people, the vibrant festivals, and the appreciation for traditions, and integral parts of my identity. Every day, I strive to uphold and share the beauty of Boyacense culture with those around me. Boyacense refers to the people or things related to the department of Boyacá in Colombia. Boyacá is located in the eastern part of Colombia in the Andean region. Boyacá is one of the 32 departments in Colombia. People from Boyacá are often referred to as Boyacenses, and the term is used to describe their cultural identity and connection to the region, as I mentioned before. The capital city of Boyacá is Tunja, which is also one of the oldest cities in Colombia. Boyacá is historically significant as the site of the Battle of Boyacá, a crucial confrontation during the Spanish-American Wars of Independence. This battle, which took place on August 7, 1890, was a turning point in the liberation of Colombia from Spanish rule. Boyacá is an agricultural hub known for its fertile lands and diverse crops. Potatoes, onions, and other vegetables are major agricultural products, contributing to the region's economy. In addition to agriculture, Boyacá's economy is supported by mining, particularly the extraction of emeralds, which are found in the region. The Boyacense identity is deeply rooted in the history and traditions of the department, making it a significant aspect of the cultural landscape in Colombia. Thank you.